You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Galatians, chapter 15 and 16. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. If you note that verse 15, Paul said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb. I want you to note something here. While Paul was conceived in his mother's womb, God set Paul aside and said, you are going to be my apostle. That was the plan of God for Paul. But when Paul was introduced to us in the scripture, he was introduced to us as a man that was persecuting the church. He supervised the killing of Stephen. That does not look like a man that has been separated from his mother's womb. This scripture has so many implications. Some of you may not know that the call of God is hanging over your life while you are still living in sin. While you are going against God, some of you are arguing against the very gospel that God has actually called you to preach. You are fighting against the body of Christ. You are fighting against the church, the very church you have been called to help to build up. Also, we must have at the back of our mind that there are people that God has chosen, but their present state of life may not reveal that to us. You see, that's part of the wickedness of our wicked prayers. When men of God begin to lead prayer and say, your enemies should die, these enemies should die, Fulani should die, all this group of people should die. When we begin to lead such foolish prayers, because among some of them, could be Saul. Even if Saul is not among them, those prayers are not even right. But there are people, and that's how all of us started. None of us started in Christ. We all started living our lives one wrong way or the other before we all obtained the mercy of God. Do you think the way you started, do you think it's different from everybody else? So you must recognize that the person you see today that you think that, oh, his lifestyle, her lifestyle does not in any way align with the way of Christ, that person may have been chosen for an assignment in the body of Christ. That is to also encourage us to pray correctly, to intercede for people. Satan usually will try to hijack anything that God wants to do. When the children of Israel were leaving Israel, God allowed them to come out with a lot of gold. That gold, the intention of God was that it will be used to build the tabernacle. But before the tabernacle could be built, they used that gold to build the golden calf, whereby they committed adultery. They were worshiping it as an idol in the wilderness. But it was the same gold that God had intended that they would use to build the tabernacle. That's what happened today. Satan will hijack things before God will have opportunity to use that thing for his glory, because men, usually, we don't cooperate early with God. So, brethren, there are so many ramifications for this particular verse. It teaches us to intercede for people. It also tells you that where you are now does not define where God is taking you to or what God can do with your life. You know, Paul, you would think that a man that was set aside as an apostle, maybe when he was born, he would have been born in one particular circumstance that would be great, and then he would be learning scriptures, and then he would know Jesus in the womb. That all of that didn't happen. He had his own days of foolishness, but eventually he came to the Lord. You may be in your own day of foolishness, but today the Lord is saying to you, repent and come to me, so that my purpose and my plan for your life can come to pass. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.